This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A brief sampling of the baseball calendar today has the White Sox in Baltimore playing the Orioles, the Yanks in Toronto against the Blue Jays, and Cleveland in Arizona playing the Diamondbacks. Point being, Major League Baseball is a sport played on a national stage, international, actually, which makes getting from stadium to stadium to visit all 30 parks, let alone doing it in 30 days, a logistical, shall we say, challenge. Best undertaken by the young and not smart enough to know any better, Ben Blatt and Eric Brewster by name. They began their pilgrimage on June the 1st, 2013, and wound up with a book called I Don't Care If We Never Get Back, 30 Games in 30 Days on the Best Worst Baseball Road Trip Ever. Guys, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Ben, since this was your idea, I'm going to ask you to get started, and I need you to lay out the ground rules for this thing, which seem to me to be the essence of the entire enterprise.
Right. So I was in this club in college that was very nerdy, very sports-centric. Essentially, it was a club where all we did was Moneyball-type studies, purely out of fun. And one of the crazier ideas I had at one point in my college career was to find the optimal way to visit all 30 ballparks. So we were driving from city to city, going to the first pitch to the last pitch, you know, pure baseball road trip.
Okay, now, Eric, here's the part of this entire thing that I honestly can't quite wrap my brain around yet. Not only do you not like baseball, you almost actively dislike baseball, and yet here you sign up for what in essence is hell, right?
Yeah, about a year later, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that. One of my favorite moments was when we drove by the Grand Canyon, but not to it, which was pretty emblematic of the experience overall.
This thing starts, the book starts, the prologue actually. It's not chronologically the first sequence, but the prologue is you guys mid-trip somewhere, a pitcher has been hit by a batted ball, the entire stadium is quiet and hushed. It's, you know, 30,000 people watching this guy, and an inning or two later, the crowd is still quiet, and then the team, like, strikes out its 10th batter in a row, and the scoreboard lights up, and it says, everything's going to be okay, everybody gets a free Papa John's pizza because we had the 10th strikeout. And you're like, oh, yeah, no, baseball's a business, man.
Yeah, it was one of the most surprisingly reinforced things we witnessed over the course of the trip. You just got to feel how much this was a giant conglomeration of companies that are there to drive a profit, and that's what every minute of every game is about from that perspective, and that became comically apparent after seeing game after game after game and all of the little giveaways and in stadium games they would have almost identical replicas everywhere you went.
Which one of you, and I apologize for not being able to remember, which one of you spent at least an inning or two in Yankee Stadium counting the number of advertisements on stadium surfaces?
As the numbers guy, that would be me, Ben. You know, I think in Yankee Stadium, I forget the exact number off the top of my head.
I think it was 46.
The print advertisements I can see from my seat. You know, Wrigley Field in Chicago is the one stadium that has a ban on these. So for the most part, there's absolutely none that you can see from your seat. But every other stadium, you know, Yankee Stadium is a bit worse. There were ads for Yankees cologne and various other items that maybe make no sense outside of, you know, the baseball universe or really any universe. But, you know, every stadium you go to, the whole wall is covered in ads. And it's fun to see the variation from stadium to stadium and city to city.
How sick and tired are you guys of Take Me Out to the Ballgame?
I would go into anaphylactic shock at this point, I think, if I heard it again. We just devolved into just hours-long arguments about the lyrics themselves. We were so overwhelmed by that song on repeat.
Yeah, the confusing thing about that song that we had quite probably an entire game's length debate about was in some ballpark that sung I Don't Care If We Never Get Back, and in other ballparks says I Don't Care If We Ever Get Back, and also this game
No, it's ever. It's out. I Don't Care If We Ever, Never.
Oh, so you think, we kept track because what else are we going to do with our lives? And at 14 out of the 30 parks, they say Never Get Back.
I Don't Care If I... No, it's never. Sorry, I was right. It's never. Yeah.
And, you know, the close reading of this song really, really got to us and made us go insane among many other things.
You guys had way too much time on your hands. It's a book called I Don't Care If We Never Get Back, 30 Games in 30 Days on the Best Worst Baseball Road Trip Ever. Ben Blatt and Eric Brewster are the two guys who did the driving. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.